The Knight Foundation is looking for innovative ideas that'll help make Aberdeen and 25 other cities around the nation more successful. The Knight Cities Challenge launches on October 1st. It's open to innovators of all types. They're looking for ideas that attract and retain talent, expand economic opportunity, and create a culture of civic engagement. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation is a private nonprofit foundation dedicated to supporting transformational ideas that promote quality journalism, advance media innovation, engage in communities, and foster the arts. Baya Ramos is Knight's Program Director for Community Foundations, and she joins us on the line for more about the Knight Cities Challenge. And Ms. Ramos, thanks for joining us on the program.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start out with just a basic overview. What is the Knight Cities Challenge?
So, as you said, the Knight Cities Challenge is an open invitation for anyone in any of our 26 cities who want to give us their best ideas about what will support the future success of their cities. So over the next 6 weeks between October 1st and November 15th, we're inviting applicants from all across the nation to tell us their ideas for making the 26 Knight cities a more vibrant place to live and work.
Now, why is Aberdeen one of the Knight cities, one of those 26 cities?
Sure. So Aberdeen is one of the Knight 26 cities because it is a place where the Knight brothers owned a newspaper at one point during their newspaper dynasty, so to speak. And so we've maintained a legacy with Aberdeen through our partnership with the South Dakota Community Foundation and continue to make grants in the city that promote the well-being of Aberdeen.
Now, it sounds to me like the Knight Cities Challenge is a way to get ideas from the ground up, from the people that are living in the communities.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, I think we're looking to, you know, award grants at the city, the neighborhood, the block level, and all sizes in between. And I think fresh ideas really come from the people who live in those places. And we don't know what we don't know. And so we're hoping that the challenge opens up a new door for folks that always had a good idea about, you know, how to make their place successful and want to move it forward and maybe didn't have a venue to try. So this is open to anyone, not just the professional grant maker, so to speak, but any person, any business, any government, any organization that's really invested in the success of their city.
Now, when we're talking about Aberdeen, are you just looking for ideas from people that live in Aberdeen, or maybe there's someone else elsewhere in South Dakota that knows Aberdeen and has some ideas too?
Yes, we're open to ideas from anywhere, but the idea must take hold in Aberdeen. I think it's important to us that these ideas are rooted in places that are connected to the foundation and connected to our geographical interests.
What led to the creation of the Knight Cities Challenge? Was this something where you were sitting around thinking of ideas?
No, I think we wanted a way to attract the best, freshest ideas that could focus on those three drivers of city success that you mentioned, the ability to attract and retain talent, to expand economic opportunity, and to create a real real vibrancy around civic engagement in cities. So I think we just decided to throw the doors wide open and cast as wide a net as possible to make this really accessible to the people in place who care about where they live and its success.
Those three drivers of success that you mentioned and I mentioned, ideas that attract and retain talent, expand economic opportunity, and create a culture of civic engagement, why are those three areas that are the focus of the Knight Cities Challenge? Why are they important?
Sure. Well, we know that cities are stronger for everyone when they can attract talented people with skills, education, and the ability to succeed. And as you know, kind of talent, young talent are becoming more mobile and are returning to cities, they're looking for the best of city life. And so cities, I think, have to make it clear that they offer diverse culture and vibrant lifestyle available and know of their place. In terms of opportunity, we really want to expand economic prospects and break down divides for people. Cities have to be spaces where opportunity is expanding and it's open to all. And they need economies that are both strong and fair. I think this necessitates, like, the creation of places where people of diverse backgrounds can really connect across economic divides so those strengths can be shared throughout the community. And then lastly, in thinking about, you know, connection and civic engagement, it's important that residents take hold of the future of their cities if they want them to succeed. You know, we want to create spaces for people to come together and help shape their city's future, and we know that engaged residents are really helping to set the agenda for change in their cities and connect with their communities to take concrete and
Has the Knight Foundation done anything like this city's challenge before?
No, this is a first for our community's team. We've had other challenges like the Knight News Challenge that looks for ideas in media innovation and in the digital space. And we've had the Arts Challenge, which looks for fresh ideas around the arts and, arts innovation. So, you know, this is a first in kind of looking at a place-based approach to innovation and inspiring new ideas. And we're really excited about the kind of ecosystem of ideas that erupt from all of our places.
So this is sort of designed on what has been done in those other areas of the Knight Foundation's work?
Yes. I mean, we really try to use the challenge framework as an invitation for ideas and really find a way to learn from the industry, the space, the place, in terms of what the trajectory of that place or that field may be.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Baya Ramos. She's Program Director for Community Foundations at the Knight Foundation, and we're talking about the Knight Cities Challenge, which launches on October 1st, looking for ideas from people throughout the area, particularly Aberdeen, interested in ideas to help improve Aberdeen. Aberdeen is one of the 26 Knight Cities. Now, when we're talking about getting those ideas, how does that application process work?
Sure. So on October 1, our website, knightcities.org, will open, and there will be a process in which people have to answer basically two questions. What's your idea, and what do you hope to learn? The awards will come from a pool of $5 million, and there's no set award size, so, you know, think ideas big and small. All these ideas will be collected between October 1 and November 15, at which point we'll have a round of readers from various communities evaluating the ideas.
Are there any sorts of ideas that you can think of that might sort of prime the pump to get people thinking about of a good idea for Aberdeen?
Well, I mean, I think every city is working on the idea of how to attract and retain talent and, you know, this return to the urban core and what the reimagining of downtown looks like in places. But I think we want people to tell us what those ideas might be and not be prescriptive about the thing in particular that we're looking for. You know, if we know exactly what we were looking for, I think we would just fund it. And I think this is really a chance for the voice of the community to kind of tell us, here's what really works here. Here's what will make us thrive. And here's the collective voice and the group of people that are really taking action towards those goals.
And what happens after the application process is done and the Knight Foundation has these ideas?
Well, they will be funded, and we'll have an opportunity to bring all the grantees together to kind of share and talk about their ideas and you know, implement them in that time. And really build a network of civic innovators across the country representing our 26 cities.
Is there any sort of relationship among the 26 Knight Cities in any way? When I talk about relationship, I mean as far as exchanging ideas that work in one community to another community?
Sometimes, I mean, we have a group of, I work primarily with community foundations in those kind of 18 small to medium-sized markets, and we love to keep an open floor around what's happening in our cities, things that are working, things that community foundation leadership are experiencing. And so there's always like an open channel, I think, connecting ideas and places and people to each other. And I think this provides a much wider platform to continue that work.
And what do you hope is the result from these efforts? I mean, obviously, you want to help improve the cities, but are there certain ideas that or certain aspects of the Night City Challenge that you would like to see happen?
I mean, what excites me most is kind of understanding, getting a diverse group of voices representing a community together to actually have the means to make change happen in their communities. And the idea that you don't have to be an organization, you can just be a person in a neighborhood who always wanted to try something and can now kind of have the space to launch that idea is pretty exciting to me.
So really, what I'm gathering from this is one of the main things is what you're saying is to get those people who aren't maybe the movers and shakers, but still have great ideas, giving them a level playing field to get their ideas out there.
That's exactly right.
Now, as far as community meetings, are there any that are going on in Aberdeen during the application process in October and into the?
So we're working with the Community Foundation to host either a meetup for people that have ideas or an ability to participate in office hours. We have two office hours happening during the challenge, one on October 1st from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and again on October 14th from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be looking to do sporadic community events that during the length of the challenge where people can come together and get questions answered or just kind of meet other people that have fresh ideas and see what erupts from there.
So these are, I guess you'd call them virtual office hours where people can go online?
Yes, exactly. And all the information for that will be on our website at nightcities.org.
Nightcities.org. So this really, from talking to you, this sounds like this is something that you and others at the Knight Foundation are pretty excited about.
Oh, we're extremely excited about it. I mean, it's great for a foundation to open its doors and just kind of lower the barrier to entry for folks and really reside on the strength of the community, the voice of the community, and move on what really matters to them.
Well, Bayer Ramos, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. And for applications and more information, you can visit nightcities.org.
Great. Thanks so much, Carl.